angles. Side of the face.
What?
Slap.
Hey, yeah. Hopefully nobody's giving you a five-finger introduction today. What's up? It's DeHuff. Hope you're having a great day. A lot to get to on the show, but real quick, hit that subscribe button if you haven't done it. Also, don't forget today's show is brought to you by NutriFit by Natalie, just a great place to go get your health on. Also, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, and of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. That's a lot of slots, if you know what I mean. Oh, yeah. Head to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. You know what before we get into anything, I told you guys yesterday that I was going to the pool after the show, and we did. I was there from about, say, 11 o'clock till almost 4 o'clock. That's a good amount of time. Now, I got to be honest. I found a cushy spot in the shade. I wasn't planning on swimming at all. But my kids were there, and what was cool is they have pool friends, right? And they go, and they meet up, and they're at the pool for about an hour. Then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, can we go to his house for a little bit? I was like, I'll tell you what. Go hang out at his house for about 45 minutes. That way I can finish up some stuff for the podcast. They're like, okay. Like an hour and a half later, they show back up. That means for an hour and a half, because it didn't even take me that long to finish what I needed to finish at the pool, I was the creepy guy at the pool with no kids there. I was just sitting there in a corner, a dark, shaded corner on my computer or my phone, or just staring off into the distance while other people swam. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Now I'm probably on some sort of watch list. Way to go, kids. Way to go. Way to leave your dad high and dry. But that being said, when they came back, everything was fine and dandy. And their buddy brought the rest of his family. And it's a huge Italian family that was there. And they just have a great time. Not that it matters that they're Italian, but it does kind of paint the picture where, you know, they're very vocal. They're just great to be around. And it was just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. That's our summer, man. Who needs to spend a bunch of money on going anywhere? We got a great pool that's part of our HOA, and it's just a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, let's do it. You know what time it is? Yes, let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
This is both sad, disgusting, and kind of funny. I can't help it. I know I'm going to be burning in hell for laughing at this, as I should. But I can't help but chuckle with this, especially once I started reading more into the story. And nobody that I've seen has had the guts to come out there and giggle at this part. But I'll get to it. Two New York men died, I know I'm an asshole, after falling into a manure tanker. That's horrible. Now, what a shitty way to go, you know what I mean? I know, I shouldn't say it, but I did. You were thinking it, I said it. One of the men attempted to retrieve a piece of equipment that had fallen into the tanker. Then, according to the police, he passed out and fell inside the tanker. And the second guy also passed out and fell in as he tried to help. I mean, it's a pure accident. It's just really sad. And the more you learn about decomposing manure can actually produce a number of gases, including methane, ammonia, and carbon dioxide, that can be deadly to people and livestock when ingested in high concentrations. That's according to the Farm Safety Association. Here's the part where I feel like that people just don't have the guts to laugh at. And again, special place in hell for me. Authorities identified the men as Tyler Memory and Nathan Duty. His last name is spelled D-O-O-D-Y. I'm sorry. I'm a child. The man lost his life. Two men lost their lives. It's horrible. And if their families are listening to this, I am so freaking sorry. But you gotta see the irony in this whole thing. And the humor. First of all, when he got the job to work on a manure tanker, they're like, you're hired. We don't even know what your background is. Your last name's Duty. You have to work here. And then the twisted world that we live in, that's how he died? Are you kidding me? Everybody's sitting there looking at that name and the cause of death. He essentially drowned in manure and going, his last name was Duty, though. Right? Oh, my God. I am so sorry to the family. And what an awful way to go. Awful way to go. But you kind of could see the writing on the wall. It was smeared on the wall saying a guy named Duty who works at a manure farm, chances are he's probably going to die because of this. The jokes just write themselves and they're not appropriate. Okay? I'll get a letter from somebody that's offended. I'm sure I will. I can't believe you made fun of that young man that died by falling into the manure, even though his last name was feces. No, I'll reply back. No, ma'am. It was Duty. Oh, that is kind of funny. I can't even imagine working on a facility like that. I look at the people that drain porta potties. You are unsung heroes. It's like trash men. Like you people that go out there and gather trash, you are unsung heroes. You people do a great job.
What do you mean, you people?
Sorry. Okay. You folks. Okay. But you could see me dragging it out so I could get the soundbite, right? The people that gather trash, the people that clean out porta potties, stuff like that, even plumbers. The stuff that you see on a regular basis, it's horrific. I tip my cap to you. I was explaining that to my kids the other day, and they already kind of were wrapping their heads around it. They were saying, like, what would happen if there was no people to collect trash? I was like, it'd be disgusting. Even like 2 weeks without somebody collecting trash. I said, just imagine how much trash our household would compile. It would be disgusting. Imagine if there were no plumbers to fix your backed up pipes. That would be horrific. And imagine porta potties that had nobody to drain them. You're just crapping on top of crap, then it's overflowing. Unsung heroes. I tip my cap to you because it's a disgusting job that's not going away anytime soon. And whatever you get paid, you probably deserve more. That being said, please, for the love of God, don't ever go on strike, trash people. Don't. Because I don't want to deal with the backup. I don't. A psychic medium claimed that her nights out are being ruined by spirits, but not the ones you would buy out of the bar. You know what I mean? Zara, not Sarah, but Zara with a Z, Zara Fleming. Oh, that's a fun name to say. Zara Fleming. No wonder the spirits like her. Claims that when she's out and about with her friends, the voices of the dead speak and implore her to go bar hopping so she can deliver as many messages as possible from beyond the grave. So dumb. How about you're a lush? She says she keeps having to make excuses to her friends as why they have to keep having to switch locations. And she tells her friends that she just changed her mind. Whatever. That's so dumb. And she claims that she's only been able to tap into the gift, or whatever you want to say, to be a psychic medium within the past 5 years. So it's just something she just made up, is the way I'm looking at it. Maybe it's true. Maybe there's some truth to it, okay? To me, that's kind of, unless I interact with somebody like that face to face, and they tell me something that nobody else knows, which I've never experienced, until then, I call bullshit. And if you're just somebody that knows how to manipulate a conversation in your favor and make it sound like that you know what you're talking about, be like, there's somebody listening to this program right now. Sorry, I'm having some spirits contact me right now. There's somebody, something with a Jack. Okay, Jack, they're listening. Somebody's jacking off listening to this podcast. Yes. Okay. Hey, it's possible. Okay, I hope it's not. Or do I? Go ahead, finish. That's just such a weird thing. Could you imagine going out and about with your friend that claims that they're a psychic medium and they're having to go bar to bar because that's what the spirits are telling them? Like, the cat's out of the bag. She says that she just needs to go and wants to go to another place, but the cat's out of the bag since somebody did a story on her. That would be annoying. Be like, come on, fuck, man. Just go to a park. Go to a rec center and then get the message out that way. Hey, set up a booth at a fair. I don't know. Something better than bar hopping. I did a lot of digging on this story. And I was actually able to tap into this woman's cerebral cortex. Totally sounds what I know what I'm talking about, right? I was able to do this, okay? I'm not going to tell you how, but I did. And I was able to obtain audio of one of the spirits talking to this lady, Zara Fleming. And you tell me, it's pretty spooky.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
Oh, my God. That's so shocking. That's shocking. Oh, gross. So disgusting that she goes around. I don't know why I said disgusting. I was still thinking about the poop story. I was mixing them up.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up thinking about the poop story. Then I'm also going to throw up because if I drink that much booze, like if she's going there drinking a couple drinks at a bar, then she's like, I got to go to another bar. She's going to drink another couple drinks. I can't handle that. I can't handle my booze. Anytime there's like a holiday party, I have to like limit myself at like 2 drinks, depending on the bar. Because sometimes you go to a bar and the bartender really waters down your drinks and you're like, seriously? Come on, man. This is like, this is a a glass of water with a hint of whiskey in it. Eat a dick. Eat a dick. Speaking of people that don't eat dicks, there is a hot virgin that is 33 years old. real side note, that's Radio 101. That is called a smooth transition. You're welcome. You're welcome. And this is what she said. And I will say this. She's very fit. She's very attractive. And this is the headline. I have 12 rules for a guy before I'll have sex with him. Obviously, I mean, you got rules, but you've never had sex. So, okay. These are her rules. And they're not really out of line. Family-oriented, genuine, kind-hearted, tall, fit, loves to travel, loves the outdoors, daring, hasn't been married before, has a good sense of humor, stability, and respects me. Those are all good. She has her type. But here's the thing that I always think about when I see people that are like, they have such high demands for finding a significant other. You're trying so hard to find the perfect one. And then what ends up happening is you end up missing the perfect one because you're looking for perfection. Imperfections, it's always funny to me. When my wife and I started dating, I was a cowboy. Guys, I wore nut hugger jeans. And I would wear, there's plenty of times because they were so tight around everything. And I couldn't wear underwear with them. So I'd be free bone. That's right. I'd be free boning. Otherwise, you get the panty lines and you just don't want that. So I'd be wearing those all the time in cowboy boots and in my free time wearing a cowboy hat, riding a bull once. A real bull, not a mechanical bull. But you get my point, and I was hard into country music. My wife was kind of a skater girl type of thing. Long, beautiful hair, wore baggy clothes, did not listen to country music. She was more into rock and stuff like that. Two complete opposites, right? And that's what works. I think there's so many people out there that are looking for this perfect specimen, something that is so similar to them that they miss the opportunity to find that perfect person. No, look at you and your significant other. Most likely on paper, somebody's going to be like, how are you guys together? You're so different. I like that. I would rather have somebody that is completely different that motivates me to do something different and get out of my comfort zone. Somebody just waved at me and I don't know who it is. Who is that? Oh, my son's here. I don't know what the hell he's doing here. But you see what I'm saying? You look so hard for that. Ooh, on paper, I have my list. They got to be this, got to be that, got to be this. Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, you had somebody that was right next to you, somebody right in front of your eyes that was exactly what you need and exactly what they need. And you were so hard set on something else that you missed a great opportunity. I've said this to plenty of people. Stop looking. Stop looking. It'll find you eventually. And if it doesn't, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being single. I think that's a good thing for people. Self-discovery. And what's funny is I'm reading this article about this lady, and she enjoys being by herself. She's 33 years old. The longer you wait to live with another person, the harder it's going to be. And I will say this. I know some religions out there frown upon people being together before they get married and stuff like that. And that's fine. I can respect that. But big old juicy but is I totally recommend at the very least living with somebody before you get married. Figure out all the weird quirks that they have. Figure out all the weird quirks you have. And then get married, if you can handle it. I get what this lady's trying to do, though. She's trying to, you know, weed out all the weird creeps out there. There's a lot of creepy people, like me sitting at a pool type of creepy people. She's trying to avoid guys like this.
It's not my jam. I don't buy jam. I buy honey, and I kiss it on the lips.
You don't want a Gary Busey coming home with you. I get it. I do. Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what, though? At least she has standards, and she's not just going. You got one extreme to the other, and you hear about these people that are just banging hundreds, if not thousands, of people just to do it. So it's a fine balance. Have some respect for yourself. Yes, she does. She has a lot of respect for herself, so much so that she could be missing out on opportunities. Then on the other spectrum, people that are out there just banging everything that moves, they could be missing out on great opportunities. One of those individuals that is just a number could be that special someone that could have a future with you. But you just pop, drop, flippity-flop, next, please, and you just miss somebody great. So I could sit here and give love advice all day long. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, it's whatever you choose to do. And something that you should choose to do is get yourself healthier, and don't let gym intimidation keep you from reaching your wellness goals. That's why I signed up with NutriFit by Natalie. She's located on 120th and Pecos. If you're driving over in that area, it's on the north side of north side of 120th, right next to Jersey Mike's. And you'll see it says fitness right there. And it has her logo, NutriFit by Natalie. It's a great place. Once you step through those doors, you're going to feel amazing, positive vibes. And that's what Natalie and her crew love. They just want people to feel welcome. And you do. And they're going to help you set realistic health and fitness goals and get you results. They got trainers that are going to give you tools to support you in order to reach your goals. Imagine feeling better, moving better, and living better. And what's really important when you have fitness goals, it's not just a workout routine. It's fueling your workouts. And NutriFit by Natalie is going to set you up with a meal plan that you're actually going to want to stick with. She's going to set me up on something. I got to go in there either this week or next, and she's going to help me out and get a plan going on. And I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Sorry. And what's great, the staff at NutriFit by Natalie is going to be right there with you to guide you, encourage you, and hold you accountable. That's important. They provide a safe, all-inclusive space that encourages confidence and community. In addition to on-site fitness, this is so cool. They have partnered with over a dozen different businesses for over a decade to provide off-site training for corporate wellness and a variety of nonprofits. So if you got a company, maybe you run a company or you're just part of a company, and you think, you know what, this could help our team. It's kind of like a big team-building experience. And you just contact NutriFit by Natalie, and she can come to your business, make it easy, designate some time for, you know, working on you guys and making you feel better. There's nothing wrong with that. How cool would that be? And very easy. She makes it very convenient for you. So your search for an all-inclusive fitness studio ends today. Go to NutriFitByNatalie.com. Again, NutriFitByNatalie.com. That's NutriFitByNatalie.com. Or you can swing by NutriFit by Natalie. Like I said before, it's located at 12005 North Pecos Street in Westminster. Schedule a consultation, set some goals. Before you know it, you're going to start seeing results. It's time to meet the new you with NutriFit by Natalie. So cool. So I can't wait to go in there. And One, I want to do, we're going to do some videos, and I got a Richard Simmons outfit, tight shorts, or they're not even tight. They're high. Okay. They're high. So I got to be careful. But it'll be fun. But I also can't wait to meet up with her, set up some goals and go from there. Why not? Feel good. I look good and I feel good. Okay. Oh, you know what we need to do? We did this before and it was a huge success. I'm a little nervous because how good the first one went. And I'm like, well, we got to try it again. Let's do it. It's time to ask Cowboy.
Ask Cowboy.
Ask the Cowboy.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Rolling.
Ask the Cowboy.
It's a clear ripoff of Dear Abby. In fact, some of these I got from the Dear Abby site. No big deal. Fine. But hey, you know what? Cowboy, this is your segment. This is the first time we've had a designated segment after, you know, more than once with one of the characters. So, Cowboy, let's go through it. What's your first question?
All right. Thanks, Scotty. Dear Cowboy, I want to have sex with my doorman, but we're both married. What the hell? You want to have sex with your doorman, but you're both married. How about this? Have sex with the doorman. That sounds like a great idea. I don't understand. What's the question? Why would you even ask that? It seems like the writing's on the wall. That's right, Cowboy, it is. Listen, if you're debating having sex with your doorman, and he's probably in on it too, just fucking get divorced and bang the shit out of your doorman. And then once regret comes in, get back with your husband. Pretty damn simple. God, I have a gift.
Okay, I get it. Obviously, they're both not happy in their relationship. So, yeah, go ahead. Go bang away.
Right, exactly, Scotty. Next one. Dear Cowboy, I gifted my daughter $400,000. Now she says she needs space. Well, you tell that little shit you need your money back. And don't give her space. And also, who the fuck gives almost $500,000 to the little snot-nosed kid? That's absurd. The only time I received a $400,000 payment was when I banged your mother last night.
Fuck you, Connery. God, don't understand you. Real quick, in regards to this, guys, yeah, don't gift anybody $400,000. Unless you have it written out that I need to get this paid back. I would say if you're in the thousands and beyond of loaning somebody money, you need to have it written out of what the payment plan is to get that back. Right? I've done that before with somebody. I'm not going to say their name, but I loaned them some money and I was like, I expect this back within this amount of time. And if they're late, then I start hounding them. And if they're going to say, I need space. No, fuck that. I'm writing you out of the will is the next thing.
That's right. Well, you're an asshole too. So that kind of makes sense.
Thanks, Cowboy, I guess.
Hey, and dear Cowboy, how can I tell if my neighbor is coming on to me? Probably if he's rubbing his pecker looking at you. That's a good sign. I got to be honest. Isn't that right, Connery?
Well, are you purposely pointing me out on this one? Listen, I said I was just looking at your mother.
Wait, Connery? Jesus, that's disgusting. Anything else to add on that one, Cowboy?
Listen... It seems to be the theme of most of these questions today is people just want to bang. And I get it, especially if you got big old juicy balls and you just need to hit the release button and spew all over the place. Sorry to be graphic to all my young listeners, but you shouldn't be listening anyway. Listen, if you want to get your freak on, get your freak on. But when you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, my God, I'm all balls and I am full of shame. So it depends how you want to look at yourself. But, hey, if you want to go do it, go do it. I'll just finish on this one. A good way to, because going back to the original question, how can I tell if my neighbor's coming on to me? Just assume that everybody's coming on to you. That's pretty much what I do. Like your mother, Scotty. Fuck you, Connery, you son of a bitch. Anyway, thank you, guys. Thank you. Hey, that's the second time we did it. Okay, right? Yeah, high five, everybody. Hey, that's right. Good job. I'm all balls. Hell yeah, man.
I feel like the first time was a little smoother. But hey, if you want to participate and steal some questions from Dear Abby, or you got some for yourself, send them in to huffpodcast@gmail.com and just title it Dear Cowboy. And we can have some fun with that. All you need to do is essentially give me an opening line, and then we'll have some fun with it. I think we can have a lot of fun with that one. Hey, speaking of having a lot of fun, I got the mailbag open. Let's just go into that.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in via dehuffpodcast@gmail.com, and it says, hey, dude, so DeHuff, what sort of name is that? Is that Eskimo? Have you ever done Ancestry or 23andMe? Any fun family stories? I have a 23andMe that I've been sitting on. I'm hesitant to spit in a cup. It might have to do with the whole database thing. Pretty sure I don't have any German great uncles hold up in Argentina. So that's cool. But also, I'm pretty sure my great auntie wasn't a Cherokee princess. I guess I'm super interested in Ancestry. It makes up a part of who we are. And it's fun to be aware of. But at the same time, it's not a huge part of who we really become as people. Thoughts? Thanks, Scott, you pale fucker. Matt and Lansing. Matt, what kind of state of mind were you in when you wrote that? Bravo. Bravo. Well, going through it, I have done the 23andMe. It's fascinating. Very European. I have a lot of Dutch, German. Yeah, and like you, I don't know. I hope to God I don't have anybody held up in Argentina. If you don't know, that's where a lot of Nazis escaped, went down into Argentina because there was a relationship from, I believe it's a president of Argentina, and they had a relationship, and that's where a lot of those asshole Nazis went after the war. So they were feared to be executed, so that's where they went. So that's kind of jacked up. Yeah, I can see the hesitation on not spitting into a cup and giving it to a random scientific laboratory, and God knows what they do with it. But that being said, if somebody wants to make a clone of me, good luck, because my DNA's fucked up. Listen, I might have had some good years, some solid years where I was fast, strong, but now, no. It's like the wheels just all of a sudden just blew off when I was in my late 30s. Started having, you know, hip issues, tore my hip labrum, because apparently I had a fucked up femur bone that was just grinding away at it all throughout my life. I have a jacked up knee, like I said the other day. I got jacked up shoulders, which one I had fixed and cleaned up. Now the other one fucking hurts every time I lift it, because I think it just, it's not in the socket properly. Anyway, I'm a pussy. But until I got LASIK surgery, thanks to Cuterelli Vision, they're not a sponsor, but they did a hell of a job. They did a great job. Until then, I was legally blind, where if I didn't have glasses or contacts, I could only see about 4 inches, maybe 6 inches, a cock's length on a good day. It was always 4 inches, where I couldn't see anything beyond that because it was extreme fuzz in front of me. So I always joked that if I ever was driving home and I lost a contact or contacts, that I would be a sitting duck. And that was always scary to me. So I always think about, if somebody wants my DNA, good luck, because I got shit DNA. It's not great. It's not great. Unless you need some asshole to sit there and talk, you know, mindlessly to himself in a corner or, you know, in front of a microphone. Otherwise, yeah, what the fuck are you going to get out of my DNA? I guess a lot of people are like, well, then they could plant it somewhere and accuse you of, like, a crime. I'm like, yeah, I guess that's true. I've seen plenty of Dateline NBC where you're like, oh, man, it'd be so easy just to, you know, squirt somebody's, oh, that sounds gross, squirt somebody's DNA somewhere all over a steering wheel, maybe a back seat. Then they're you know, going to be in trouble for a crime. So, yeah, I get it. I get why you'd be hesitant for that. And no, it's not Eskimo. DeHuff is not Eskimo. Like I said, it's mostly, I believe, Pennsylvania Dutch. I actually met a guy when I worked in Boulder at a Quiznos. He came in with his name tag on, and his last name was Mehuff. So instead of a D, it was an M. And he was like, are you Pennsylvania Dutch? And I'm like, yeah. How crazy is that? I just don't see that type of name very often. But I don't have any sort of Native American in me. If I did, I would try to exploit it to get, you know, discounts somewhere in education and whatnot. But I don't. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a boring, you know, DNA guy. But I think it's fascinating when you start reading through it and you start realizing how many people actually still have Neanderthal DNA in them. And and when you start reading up on what Neanderthal really is, it's not like a portion of history where if you were a straight up Neanderthal that you were just a dumb piece of shit. No, it's actually quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. So it's fascinating. All that stuff is fascinating if you get the 23andMe, but I understand why somebody would be hesitant to do it because you just don't want to, you know, send off your DNA and next thing you know, you're locked up in prison. I don't know. Or next thing you know, you have somebody knocking on your door and be like, I think you're my father. And then I'll be like, I don't speak English. Leave me alone. Could you imagine? I'm pretty sure you're my dad. Do you know a blah, blah, blah? And I'll be like, I'm sorry. I don't speak Spanish. I'm not speaking Spanish. I'm speaking English. Okay. Oh, wait. I don't speak English. I speak Spanish. You know what's great and puts you in a good mood is if you go to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado, and it works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. So if you go by High Society today, you can buy and consume product on site, and you can purchase up to an ounce of flower, 8 grams of concentrate. They got pre-rolls, they got edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. And what's cool is the environment out there. They got 7 big screen TVs, and you can watch, you know, maybe your favorite sporting event. You could host a watch party for whatever and just hang out, have a good time, get high, relax. They also got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books. They got dominoes. They got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. And it's just a relaxing place. They got bean bags. They got regular tables, too, so you can just sit there and just chill. It's a great place. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. And check this out. Ladies, you need to go. On Thursdays, it's ladies' day all day, and you're going to get 20% off all day. How cool is that? So High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, it's just about 9 minutes from Coors Field. They're open from noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. Thank you guys so much for joining the show. Hopefully it was a good time. Hopefully you laughed a little bit. Hopefully you did. Hopefully you did. I will say this. If you walk away from this show, this episode, with any knowledge that you can stuff in your pocket, is if you see a big manure tank, don't go sniffing it, because you could die, especially if your last name's Duty. Okay? And if you laughed at any of that, you're going to hell. But I'll see you there. I will. Hi. Hi. Thank you guys for joining the show. Big thanks to everybody that participated. Also, thanks to NutriFit by Natalie. Go check her out on her website, NutriFitByNatalie.com. Also, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to BetOnline.com. It's DeHuff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.